This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, which we've done twice as much show so far today as we managed to do yesterday, thanks to the new driveway that's up the street. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code, they sort of short-circuited something I was doing. I was building this bag. I called it the ISIS Welcome Wagon Bag, and this is going to be the bag I carried everywhere in case something happened in front of me. And this had a bunch of stuff in it, although it was quite clumsy, my ISIS Welcome Wagon Bag. Then G-Code came out with the Contact Series, which was the epitome of lethal elegance, if you will. Which made it for me, you know. I try very hard to be a 21st century gentleman, and this became an essential element of my style. So I got the traveler's bag. I carry that around now. It has everything I need. Everything I need. In a very, very small package. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. In the media, what's interesting within conservative media is the fact that they're just now catching on to some things that we in the pro-gun media, which, I mean, conservative media is small. And Second Amendment media within conservative media is microscopic, comparatively speaking, okay? I know lots of people in it, but comparatively speaking, it is small. Now, finally, though, it's beginning to spread into... It's working its way up. And what's working their way up is the fact that all of these coastal liberal media outlets and all of these Democratic politicians only concentrate on gun violence. And they call it gun violence. They're not concerned with violence overall. They're not concerned with rape, for example. They don't call that reproductive system violence, which I could be a lot more crass than that. They don't call stabbing somebody knife violence. They don't call strangling somebody by hand violence. They don't call pummeling somebody with your fists or feet hand and foot violence. There's just the gun violence. The other day, after one of his friends in New York City was shot, Andrew Cuomo, New York governor, got out there and said, "I don't know what it's going to take this nation to come to its senses with gun violence." Now, what he should have asked, and what I would ask, is, what do we have to do to stop people from violently attacking or murdering other people? Does it matter the tool? Does that matter, the tool, if they're going to kill someone? Does it matter if they kill them with a concrete block or with a gun? August 26, 2015, commenting on the murders in Virginia, Hillary Clinton, "We've got to do something about gun violence in America." Now, why doesn't she say something about addressing the mental health gap that is massive? And, about trying to identify them prior to them gaining a lethal instrument and killing innocent people. Why aren't we talking about that? When a criminal uses a gun to commit a crime in the United States, politicians, news media people, and others, with a disdain for the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, call it gun violence. They don't like the fact that there's a Second Amendment to the Constitution that codifies your God-given right to self-defense. They don't like that. We're supposed to be so much more advanced than that nowadays. It's supposed to be like Star Trek. The criminal part about it, the criminal use of it, is completely de-emphasized and substantially absolved of responsibility, that criminal. And the responsibility is placed on the hardware, on the gun itself. Yet, if a criminal uses any other instrument besides a gun, we blame the criminal then. We assign responsibility to the animated, to the deliberately acting individual who perpetrated the crime, and not to the inanimate piece of hardware used as a tool to commit the crime. Like a claw hammer. There's no calls to ever ban claw hammers. Knives, now in England, they want to ban knives. I don't know how they're going to deal with things like meat or ropes or anything. I don't know how they're going to deal with anything that needs to be cut, because knives, like guns, are tools, simple tools. On June 20th, 2015, Reuters reported three killed as a car plows through a crowd in Austria, and the driver goes on a stabbing spree. The article said a man deliberately drove his van into a crowd and then reportedly went on to stab people. And finally, a killer used his car as a weapon and deliberately ran people down in a rampage. The man in question, the driver stabber, was the one that everybody got blamed for all of this. Not his vehicle, not his knife. There's no description of automobile violence or knife violence. There's no twisting of responsibility from this human perpetrator to the stuff he used to commit his mayhem. There's no absolution of responsibility for the criminal who knowingly and deliberately committed the crime. At the Boston Marathon bombing, we did not have bomb violence. As a matter of fact, we were calling for gun control. People were calling for gun control after the bombs went off at the Boston Marathon, which is completely, I haven't figured that out yet. Why do the anti-gun politicians and the anti-gun media people treat all instruments and tools of attackers, except for firearms, in one category, characterize them one way, and treat firearms alone in a separate category and characterize them a different way? Where does this intellectual stupidity and dishonesty come from? The dishonesty, I've got to tell you this and believe it, is intentional and it is knowing. Politicians and news media people who reject the U.S. Supreme Court decisions reaffirming the Second Amendment guarantees, which in 2008, 2010, they deliberately focus on the inanimate piece of hardware as the villain and not on the acting criminal to further the anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment agenda. And they use a tragedy as a fortuitous sort of moment to advance their agenda, to turn public opinion against a law-abiding gun owner, and the whole concept of gun ownership here in the United States. That's what they do. They do that because they don't want us to be able to defend ourselves against the government. Sort of telling when you look at that, when you think of the Democrats who don't like the idea of a military coup, but they don't want us to be able to defend ourselves against the government. I wonder where all this leads. We're going to be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I do love it when everything actually works the way it's supposed to, like it's doing today, like not having cement trucks hit power poles. That's always good. It's a good day to be on GCN. Coming to you live from the... Did I just say all that? I don't remember. Anyway, moving on. This part of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-code, they started out with the first G-code. I have the first G-code holster I have ever owned. And I have finally found, we finally had one that broke here in the house. And it didn't break, per se. A petroleum-based product got on the tensioner screw sleeve and has eaten that away. Not the fault of the holster. You don't want to involve anything with petroleum in it anywhere near rubber. It's just going to eat it away. So, but we'll be sending that back, and we will get a free one because of the lifetime warranty, which makes the indestructible holster, unless you introduce it to things that have petroleum in them, just a splendid thing to carry your weapon around. I still have the first one I have ever used. I still use the first one I ever got, and every subsequent one since then. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. There is a moment with every one of these headline-grabbing shootings where invariably they're going to look at his mental health. And then when they look at his mental health, because they want to perpetuate the story, mind you, they will begin to start making other avenues and other angles to look at this. Now, one of the things they're going to ask, and they ask this every time, I will ask about that. I will ask about if there's any... Are you talking about with G-code? I will ask them to put out a product code. I will call my man Robin and ask them to do that. Anyway. Invariably, they're going to ask about the mental health care of this shooter. And then they say out loud, what would have happened, you think, if he'd actually gotten good psychiatric care? Now, looking at the psychiatric lackings in the system is a good idea, and at the same time, it can be a little bit harmful. Now, it's harmful for the gun grabber because they want to get out there and push for a stricter firearms policy. Or they want to restrict the media because they want to say something about copycat killings, which we're seeing some, you know, they've arrested three kids in Phoenix over this copycat shootings that are going on there. For the people that are not getting the treatment, there are those that think it might stigmatize them if they get the treatment. Although one of the things that's out there is that nearly 40 million people in the United States suffer from some sort of a mental illness. And there may be as many as 13 million who have a severe mental illness. And the overwhelming majority of them are not violent. Let's make that very clear. The other problem is that there is no prediction for this, which is something that everybody needs to understand. There is no way to effectively predict this. Since it cannot be predicted, then preventing it becomes harder. Occasionally, there's near brushes with this. James Holmes had a near brush in Aurora. Elliot Rogers had a near brush in Isla Vista. But they had no way to predict what that was actually going to turn out to be. And to understand how you can't predict this kind of thing, you'd actually have to know a little bit about epidemiology. Another thing about mass killings is that statistically they are a blip. The kind of shootings that we're talking about, the Aaron Alexis shootings, the James Holmes, Adam Lanza, these guys are a blip. In 13 years, there's been 160 such events. That's 11 per year. That's less than one a month. In a country of more than 300 million people. Now, they are high-profile cases, and in some of these, shooters have been diagnosed with serious mental illness, and others they haven't been. And once again, how do you predict this kind of thing? It's the same thing as trying to look at somebody and figure out if they are a serial killer. Lots of people, you know, Ted Bundy. Although I never agreed with this. Everybody said Ted Bundy was this suave, debonair character who knew how to woo everybody. And maybe it's because I knew about Ted Bundy when I first saw him. I already knew that he was this serial-killing monster. So I looked at him, and I was probably saying, how come they didn't see it? But at the same time, would I have thought that about him if I didn't know that about him? How do you know this? The media will take one of these things and twist it and try to make it last as long as they can, simply because if it bleeds, it leads. So they will examine every angle. Would Better Mental Health have done something about it? Possibly. But the mental health system is in a shambles. That's like saying, if we had better warp engines, could we actually get across the galaxy faster? First, we have to get the warp engines, and then we can discuss which ones are better, which ones are not as good. Our mental health system is essentially not there right now. It's all done by pills. You can go to any one of your general practitioners and tell them that you're depressed, and you will get a fine prescription given to you today. They're not even going to diagnose you. They'll let you diagnose you. In some cases, they'll let you prescribe. You could get out there and say, well, my wife has Zoloft, and I tried her Zoloft, even though she doesn't take it. And I, you know, it makes me calmer. I feel better. And then your doctor may very well write you a prescription. Because you'll notice there's not that many tests for these prescriptions they give out. They're not drawing blood and saying, we think this will react well with you, or we think that will react well with you. And I don't even know if that would actually work that way. You're sitting there talking to him. And he checks his watch, and it's time to go get that next copay, so he writes out their prescription. We will be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the Prague Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Whether it's the original lineup, which was just the holsters, the XST, the OSH, the SOC, or the DC-3 line, the Travis Haley first collaboration, or the Scorpion line, which was a whole new direction for Kydex, or now the collision of Kydex and Tactical Nylon that is the Contact series, the leading innovator out there in Kydex today is G-Code. And you can be involved in all of that 100% lifetime warranty goodness by going to tacticalholsters.com. Go check out the modularity. Now, I've got a question for you. Do you think we still have unalienable rights? An unalienable right is a right that the government cannot take away. And here comes the problem. In order for this principle to work, government cannot be the highest authority. They have to have somebody to stomp them into the mud. If no consensus of higher authority exists, then government is on its own to determine right and wrong. Why do you think we've cast God out of everything? If no consensus exists, then the central government's capricious authority becomes absolute. Recently, Kim Davis of Rowan County, Kentucky, refused to issue same-sex marriage licenses. And she was asked, under whose authority can you deny this license? She replied, under God's authority. She was met with ridicule and derision, and coming, of course, from the very tolerant left, continuously since that shocking statement was made. And, of course, she was imprisoned. But that issue raises a fundamental question relating to American liberty. And that is, can the state force a citizen to do something against his or her religious conscience? In the Davis matter, because the clerk works for the local government, the most relevant issue is whether the feds actually had jurisdiction over the family law decisions of the states and localities in the first place. Why should the federal government be allowed to force the states and localities to act against their collective moral conscience? Remember, last week when we talked about the Second Amendment, how the Second Amendment does not rule the states. The Second Amendment is in place only against the federal government. The states supposedly rule the roost on this one. However, now thanks to this very creative interpretation of the 14th Amendment, the feds are, of course, all powerful. Should it matter that 30 states, including Kentucky, went through this very arduous legal process to amend their constitutions to affirm the time-honored definition of marriage, sort of like the Supreme Court did with the Heller decisions and the McDonald decisions on the Second Amendment? Should that matter? That a majority of states did that? should things like, when you consider of whether it's an instance of a private individual who refuses to bake a cake for a same-sex marriage or Kim Davis refusing to issue a license, the issue comes down to this opposing paradigm of right and wrong. Okay. Sanctioning homosexual marriage is ostensibly required by the federal courts because a new liberty interest was curiously discovered in the United States Constitution. As such, now a number of state legislatures must write new laws to expand the traditional definition of marriage to accommodate the new morality as we exist in the new normal. And now, one side believes that homosexual behavior and changing the definition of marriage is wrong. The other side views it in terms of freedom and equality, asserting that denying non-traditional marriage is wrong. Okay? Here come the courts. They find a new right hidden in the Constitution, an Easter egg, they call it nowadays. And should the newly discovered new right trump the unalienable right of citizens if these rights collide? Now, in 1973, the U.S. Supreme Court found a constitutional right to abortion. Now, the government has not tried to force anyone to have an abortion. The same-sex marriage issues, both alarming and unique in American history. This republic, this American experiment, is based upon a firm public consensus of faith and a discernible God. Without the consensus, the entire system of liberty from central control cannot work, which is why they want to cast that out. They don't want there to be a higher authority. The code has to be changed. The God of our Declaration of Independence makes liberty possible. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In order for that to have any meaning at all, there has to be a workable context. If the Creator is subjective and unknowable, then liberty and happiness cannot reasonably be limited or even defined. The state can take life and liberty legitimately only within a moral context of right and wrong. So, as far as happiness is concerned, not every pursuit that makes one happy is right or even legal. We should be able to see that without context, happiness has no limits. What makes me happy is right for me, and what makes you happy is right for you. If it feels good, do it. Is our foundational Does that call for me? Oh, okay. Well, you know, normally this time of day I'm getting calls for other people. Can you ask him to, since we're coming up on the break, to ask him to hold on through the break? And we will get to him. Damien in South Carolina. I've talked to him. He's my homeboy. I've talked to him before. I should have known that when he... You hang on there, Damien. How does this right, this unalienable right, actually, the whole concept of that, exist if it has no anchor within any moral code? Do we have the unalienable right to do whatever we want if we have a big enough political lobby? Now, the answer to that, of course, is no, we don't. It's absurd. It would be chaotic. Right and wrong have to be based on an absolute self-evident truth, and the only way that concept works is to limit government authority and to have consensus on a source of a higher authority. The Kentucky clerk became a two-headed monster to those who have reached a consensus on right and wrong based on moral relativism. That's fundamentally opposite to what has been embraced by prior generations of America today. The statement of Kim Davis is profound in that it encapsulates the safeguard that has made Americans free from government abuse and tyranny until today. Much of the current generation has yet to grasp this profound concept of unalienable rights. And that's a shame. We will be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
So I found out the other day that at Guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a grill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours, don't be afraid, it's easy. Guns80.com, go to Guns80.com now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. G-Code is, I've used G-Code holster in some form or fashion for 4 years. Prior to that, I used, you know, the stuff that comes out of the big box shops, you know, and you know who they are. They're either gimmicky or just not quite that form-fitted. They don't have that retention. The interesting thing is that this highly specialized tactical piece of Kydex, which most tactical professionals are, this is where they go when they're looking for a holster, are at about the same price point as all of the heroes in the big box stores, which is very interesting to me. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Going to the phones to Damien in South Carolina. He wants to talk about traditional marriage. Good morning, sir. Long time no hear from
sir?
You.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you in a while, but I listen to you just about every day. So
cool.
Yeah, how you feeling? You're almost fully recovered, or
I'm probably at about 70%. I was told that at this time of year, I will really start to accelerate as far as how I feel because the heat will go away.
Right.
And I take this cocktail of medication, which supposedly helps me out here and there, but part of it sort of dries me out. So, because I have this tendency now to develop fluid on my lungs. So we got to watch that. So
yeah, you do.
Yeah, we do. So anyway.
All right. So here's my take on all this, and it kind of segues with what you were saying. I'm originally from Vermont, which you know.
Right.
And in Vermont, it is, despite its incredibly socialist and liberal leanings, has probably some of the least restrictive gun rules in the whole world, let alone this nation.
Right.
And the way this segues is this. I live in South Carolina now, and for all its great attributes, they have horrible gun rules down here. There are worse, but it's still pretty bad here.
Yeah.
I can't walk around openly with a gun on my hip. It's against the law in South Carolina, unless I'm on my own property, that is. And this woman in Kentucky chose to, preserve traditional marriage. So she was following state rules in her mind and her moral obligation. And despite Heller and all the other successes that the gun lobbies have had, I can't take my Second Amendment and exercise it any way I want in South Carolina. I have to follow the state laws.
Right.
So this woman was just following with what the people of Kentucky wanted, and yet the federal government comes in and, basically, it's a matter of what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But with the federal government, it's one of those things where if they don't like what you're doing, you know, despite what your state laws say, they're just going to hammer you on the head with it. But if the laws go in favor of what they want, for example, South Carolina's laws tend to lean towards what the District of Criminals would like us to do as far as guns go, and then some,
yeah,
is what they'd like more. So it's like if it goes with their agenda, it's fine, even if it, you know, violates state law or violates, you know, what the people of the state want. But if it goes against it, what the feds want, even though the state law supports it, they're just going to come in and, you know, unwrite it, just like when Arizona years ago said, well, you know, we're going to ask for, you know, IDs on anyone, you know, who we suspect to be illegal aliens.
Well, and, you know, this is where, see, can't remember where it was. When I was working with Larry Pratt, we found out about this sheriff, and it might have been in Iowa, and the EPA was going to go arrest this guy for selling raw milk. And it wasn't illegal in whichever state he was selling raw milk for him to sell raw milk, but the EPA wanted to arrest him. And the sheriff got in front of them and said, no, you're not. If you come out here and try to arrest him, I will arrest you. Sort of like the other day where we had this Navy vet who was surrounded by veterans and other people when the VA tried to show up and take his guns.
Right.
It takes something like that in order to keep the federal government at bay. The people in Kentucky did not rally around Kim Davis. They should have gotten out there and said, what are you doing coming down here arresting her?
That's exactly what should have happened, just like with the Bundy Ranch and
right.
with the miners up there. Is it in Montana?
Right.
Or no, is it Washington's? I forget, wherever that
I can't remember either. That's sort of under the radar, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. Right.
Yeah.
And that's why our country, which was my finishing point, and you've actually brought something up that's going to go nicely with it, is that until the people of the state, I mean, if you had 100,000 gun owners in South Carolina march on Columbia tomorrow and say, we're all going to start carrying open carry, and we don't give a crap what you think, okay, then we'd make that change. But
right.
you hear, I mean, we should have, I mean, the South Carolina, I mean, despite what your beliefs, not yours, but whoever listens to the show believes about, you know, how the Civil War was started and not, I mean, South Carolina is supposed to be the epitome of, you know, go shove it, federal government, right? I mean, from the Civil War. And instead, I know tons of wealthy, influential, you know, people in this state, in the Florence area, and none of them want to push for constitutional carry.
No.
And when I try to talk to them about it, they're like, well, we just can't have that because, you know, we've got, you know, a certain element in the state that, you know, we'd have people with guns walking around that shouldn't be there. And I'm like, yeah, but it's the ultimate level.
They're already doing that. You know, when that was coming up, and I don't know if you caught this, when that was coming up, you know, they had a bill before them about constitutional carry.
Oh, yeah,
We would have been the only...
voted it down.
Yeah, but we would have, the way it was written, we would have been the only state in the United States with constitutional carry where you couldn't carry openly.
Right.
We would have been the only one that could have, that would have been allowed to, all concealed carry, which is the way the criminals carry, and they're carrying them right now. And the other thing is that in 45 other states have provisions for open carry. And one of the things I've been told by certain politicians is the cops wouldn't know who the good guys are versus the bad guys. And
they don't
I guess the cops in South Carolina are just idiots.
Well, not only
how do you know? How do you know if the guy that's out there picking out his Christmas tree and he's got a gun, he's got his family, and he actually pays for his Christmas tree and gets in his car and drives away? How do you know he's not a criminal because he's carrying that gun?
Right.
That's their whole argument.
It's all graph. It's all it is. I mean, you know, hundreds of years ago, people who had a letter from the king could carry a sword around openly. But if you didn't and you were a peasant, you had to either conceal it or not have one. And the fact of the matter is that in this state, there's so many things that go on here, like the Department of Transportation and their misappropriation of funds.
Right.
You know, you have in this state, they're like, if you want to carry a gun, and it's going to have to be concealed, and you're going to have to pay us to get permission.
Right.
I mean, I would have.
We still have the class system here in South Carolina. We still have the class system. Yeah. So,
exactly. I mean, and if you can't afford to take a CWP class, and you can't afford to pay for that CWP every couple of years or whatever it is. I mean, I took the class not to get a CWP because I don't have one. I took it because I wanted to know all the ridiculous rules and laws in this state so that when I exercised my rights, I'd know that I was within the rule of law.
Right.
But I didn't. I'm not getting a CWP on principle alone. And I will carry it in my vehicle under the law, which I don't need a CWP to do it. But I've got stopped in license, you know, checkpoints and stuff like that. And these cops are like Stasis. They treat you like, you know, you have no business existing on this earth. And, you know, they try and scare you into, you know, divulging information to then write you a ticket or whatever. It's all graft. It's all, what can we do to get more money out of you?
Hmm. Now, I've not run across that. Is that what's happening down there Florence Way?
I've gotten stopped in 3 license checkpoints. They run license, you know, Kenny Boone and the other law enforcement in this area, they run license checkpoints. Okay. And if you pull up, I mean, it's ridiculous because they're not even needed. If you want to know who is and who is not compliant in this state, you run their name, their residency. You're going to find out if they're valid driver license. You're going to find out if they've got insurance. You're going to find out if their car is registered because you have to pay your tax to register your car.
Right.
I mean, all that stuff can be done by a couple people in a room with a computer, you know, just like the NSA is tracking everything we do. The DOT in South Carolina and SLED can find out who is and isn't compliant. And you don't have to put 20 troopers out at a checkpoint and then pull us over and intimidate us and then impound our car if our insurance isn't up to date. You just run a license check on everyone, you know, in a room, and then they can show up at your house and say, guess what? We know you haven't paid your tax. Your registration's not valid, and we also know you're not insured. So here's your ticket, and if we catch you driving, you know, we're going to arrest you or something like that. But instead, in Florence County at least, I've been caught 3 times, not caught, but stopped in 3 different license checkpoints since I moved here.
Yeah. I'm running out of time, Damien.
Yep.
I have run out of time.
You
need to call earlier in the show so we can have longer conversations. Thank you very much for taking the time.
Take care.
All right. Folks, we will do this again in 22 hours tomorrow. Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense, on a Tuesday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.